Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the eighth day of the month of Tishrei. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that today's program will be our last one until the conclusion of the entire Chag of Sukkot. We look forward to the program resuming the day after Simchat Torah, which will be Thursday, September 30th, and which will emir Tanazdan, future Rabbi Chaim Marcus. Additionally, it is our hope and plan to have the archives of Kol updated, as I shared yesterday, by the time that the Yom Tovim are over. We are a little bit backed up, and that is actually on me. I apologize in advance for that, but we should have that all up and running, hopefully by the time the Yom Tovim are over. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Eli Mansour, the Edmund J. Safra Synagogue in Brooklyn, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which was immediately followed by Rav Mansour slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berurah, Recholim, and Achenu. One last note, I just received a note that Rabbi Yisachar Franz, who is a world-renowned speaker and Magid Shir at Mary Yisrael in Baltimore, has unfortunately taken ill and is being monitored in the hospital. Please kindly keep Yisachar Dov Ben Chaya Bracha, Yisachar Dov Ben Chaya Bracha in mind, Tefillah today, when we say the Tehillim. Bechavod, with great honor, Rav Mansour.
Shana Tova to all the listeners, as well as Hatima Tova to all of you and your families and extended ones. Amen. Ken Yiratzon. A short message as we now enter Yom Kippurim, the Day of Atonement. Our great rabbi in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, referred to Yom Kippurim, to the Day of Atonement, as a mikveh, like a body of ritual water, where someone goes in and leaves his contamination behind and emerges pure. And the question is, well, obviously there's no water in the mikveh of the Day of Atonement of Yom Kippurim, so how is it like a mikveh? How does it work? What's the mechanics of the mikveh of Yom Kippurim? So I'd like to explain it according to a wonderful interpretation by the great Jewish philosopher, Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen. And he learns a lesson from the most unseemly and surprisingly placed. From a Mishnah, from a statement of our rabbis that are actually talking about a sea lion. Now, you can learn a lot from a sea lion, says Rabbi Tzadok. Because the law says that any creatures that live in the water are pure. They're not susceptible to contamination. And any creature that lives on land is definitely susceptible to ritual contamination. It's a simple rule. If you live in the water, you're pure. If you live on earth, you're susceptible to contamination, to tum'ah. You're impure. Except for the sea lion, he says. The Mishnah writes that the sea lion, although it lives in the water, and it should be pure because of that, but it is tameh. It is contaminated. Why? Because when it's in trouble, when it's running away from predators, maybe the nets of the fishermen, or maybe predatory fish that are trying to eat it, it runs. But where does it run to? It runs to dry land. Says the Mishnah, since it runs to a place when it's in danger, and it runs to a place that's contaminated, namely the land, it has a status of contamination. Rav Tzadok HaKohen learns from this, that you can judge a person not necessarily where he is, but when he's in trouble, where does he run to? What is his go-to? Where does he go to seek comfort and protection? Well, if that's the case, we understand that purity is measured, that when a person is going through a difficult time, where does he find himself? Where does he turn to? That makes the person pure. Well, if that's the case, all of you on this line should be very comforted, because we make this phone call on a daily basis to pray for sick people. Now, where have you turned? Of course, we make the physical efforts of going to doctors and taking medicine, but you've turned to the Tehillim book. You've turned to God. And therefore, Rav Tzadok writes, a person is measured at the time of his trouble where he turns to. And that makes a person pure. And that's what Rabbi Akiva meant about Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippurim, everybody comes to the synagogue. Everybody starts to pray. And God says, in their time of need, where are they going to? To the government, to the doctor, to the scientist, to the professor. Who are they turning to? They're turning to me, God says. That is purity. And therefore, all of the members of this chat undoubtedly have this purity. And because of that, I have no doubt that when Yom Kippurim comes, God is going to judge each and everyone favorably. After all, the pure God who brings us to the mikveh of Yom Kippurim will judge his pure children that have turned to him in their time of need as well. Once again, I wish all of you a Shana Tova Mborechet and a Hatima Tova and all the good decrees for you and your families. Amen. I will now read chapter Chaf, which is chapter 20. Lamna Seyach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai Beyom Sara Yisagidcha Shem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umisiyon Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Menchotecha Ve'olatecha Yidashenesela Yiten Lecha Chelbadecha Ve'chol Asatecha Yimaleh Ve'ranena Bishuatecha U'bshem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimale Adonai Kol Mishalotecha Ata Yadati Ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho Ya'anehu Mishemek Kodcho בגבורות ישע ימינו, אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, המה קרעו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד, אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ביום קוראנו. פרק כ"ג, chapter 23, מזמור לדוד, אדוני רועי לא אחסר, בנאות דשא ירביסני, על מי מנוחות ינהלני, נפשי ישובב ינחני, במעגל הסדק, למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגס על מוות, לא אירא רע, כי אתה עמדי, שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני, תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, תשנת בשמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה, אך טובה חסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי. ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. פרק קכ"א 121 שיר למעלות אשא עיני אל ההרים מאין יבוא עזרי עזרי מעם אדוני עושה שמים וארץ אל ייתן למות רגליך אל ינום שומריך הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל, אדוני שומריך, אדוני שלך על יד ימיניך. יומם, השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. אדוני ישמור שאתך ובואך מעתה כעד עולם. Chapter קוף למד, 130 שיר המעלות למעמקים קראתיך אדוני. אדוני, שמעה בקולי, תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לקול תחנוני. אם עוונות תשמוריה, אדוני מי יעמוד. כי עמך סליחה, למען תברא. קיוויתי אדוני כבטר נפשי, ולדברו אוכלתי. נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, יחד ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד, והרבה עמו פדות, והוא יפתה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו. מי שברך אבותינו הקדושים, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, Yosef, David, Ushlomo, Ve'emotenu, Akedoshot, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Ve'Leah, Umriam, Neviah, Ve'Abigail, Ve'Esther, Malkah, Bat Abihail, Uyibarech, Ve'Yirape, Et Kol, Chole, Amo, Israel, Anashim, Nashim, Ve'Taf, Ubechlalam, Yiten, Refua, Shlema, Ve'Cholim. El na refana lahem, el na refana lahem, el na refana lahem. Refuat ha-nefesh, refuat ha-guf, refuatam kerubah labo. Vechen yehi ratzon, venomar, amen. Achenu kol bet Israel, hanetunim betzara ubshibya, haomdim ben bayam uben bayabasha, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה ומאפלה לאורה ומשעבוד לכולה. אשתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rav Mansour. It's a tremendous kibbutz for us to have you on. Thank you so much for being with us today. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need of the answer of the Tova. And as we go in tomorrow night into Yom Kippur, the Olgar Tfilot, the answer of the Tova, and that this year we are all blessed with good health, it's a sweet year, and that for those in need of Parnasa, those in need of Shidduchim, those who are hoping for healthy children, whatever it is that we're praying for this year, for ourselves, for our families, for all of Am Yisrael, and the Olgar Tfilot, the answer of the Tova for good. Please join us again after the Chagim on Thursday, September 30th, with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day. Gemar Chasima Tova, an easy and meaningful fast, and Chag Sameach. We'll see you back on Thursday, September 30th at 1 p.m.